Hello. I'm sorry that I had to miss class tonight, but I promised I would try to record something and throw it up on my website. Mostly just wanted to read a couple of poems from Emily Dickinson that I kind of stuck out at me. The first one is number 21. It goes, "We lose because we win. Gamblers, recollecting which, toss their dice again." And I thought it was kind of maybe an interesting point about life being a gamble, possibly. Who knows with poetry? But it did seem it had that kind of vibe to me. It didn't really say whether or not she herself thought that she was a gamble, or just every day you get up and you're tossing the dice again just to see what will happen. And it's if you kind of think about we lose because we win, if you win every day, you toss the dice, you have to get up the next morning. It's kind of morbid, but that's Emily, I think. I also think about like things that she might have faced that made her feel that way. I think that she was, there was this tone like she was surrounded by a lot of funerals, and every time Daisy pops up in a poem, I think, is she talking about like putting flowers on someone's grave is what it feels like. And it made me think about Daisy Miller and what it would be like to be named Daisy, which seems a silly kind of name, a cutesy little flower. But then at the same time, it could be representing death. What's it like to have that kind of name and to live that kind of life? It's kind of hard to be serious and silly at the same time. Because silly people tend not to get taken seriously, I know. But anyway, moving on to the second poem. I really like number 50. It seems to be about a secret that she doesn't want to quite uncover. "I haven't told my garden yet, lest that should conquer me. I haven't quite the strength now to break it to the bee. I will not name it in the street, for shops would stare at me. That one so shy, so ignorant, should have the face to die. The hillsides must not know it, where I have rambled so, nor nor tell the loving forests the day that I shall go, nor lisp it at the table, nor heedless by the way, hint that within the riddle one will walk today." And I'm really not 100% sure what this is about. It's like there's some secret, but she's being so vague about it. It reminds me of when people on Twitter have vague tweets, and you're like, okay, why even bother saying anything if you people would have to ask questions and get answers in order to find out the meaning in it or find out what exactly is going on. But what really gets me is the first stanza in particular. There's some secret that she can't tell her garden and that she doesn't want to break it to the bee. And it seems like maybe somebody, she, it just, it always feels like, oh, look, Emily's lost someone close to her again. So it's really difficult to kind of pick out what this is about or if she's really that concerned about her own health or her own well-being or if it's really other people. It's kind of confusing. But I would love to hear what other people say about that. And I'm really, really sorry that I had to miss class so that I don't get to hear what everybody's thoughts on these poems because they were a lot of fun to read. So with that, I will end this and have a great class and I'll see you guys next week.